All right, settle down. Settle down, everybody.
Who's this guy?
This is the Obscure Reference Show. My name is Mr. Whitmore. I will be your substitute host today because Drew was unavailable. So let me call roll here. Mike.
President.
Very funny. Very funny. Miles.
I'm here.
And Patrick. Anybody seen Patrick?
Heard from a friend's sister's boyfriend's cousin's brother's sister that he passed out at 31 Flavors last night.
That's weird, but well, absent is absent. So I'm going to be substitute hosting. I don't really know what this whole thing is all about. I've got some notes here that Drew made for me.
Because of course he did.
Looks like we start with something called the Miles Minute. While you guys do that, I'm going to...
All right, Miles, go.
My paper.
All right. Are you ready for some football?
This last week was the first week in the NFL, and we have two teams that both of our, I guess, football people keep up with. Mike keeps up with the Falcons. I keep up with the Panthers.
It's your minute. Go.
I know he also is a fan of the Bears. But basically, both of them pulled out really great wins this week. A little worrisome, but the Falcons, to me, edged out because they beat the Saints. And the Saints, as we all know, are walking, talking, diary people. So, good start for the week. And as the only two people who give a shit about football, that really just talking to Mike. And I think I'm done. I still have 15 seconds, apparently.
It says here that you do need to use the whole minute.
Oh, fantastic. Well, A, B, C, D, E. Awesome, done.
That was real stupid.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my idea, so...
Yeah. Is this... What is this? What is all of this?
We were talking before we started recording.
Before we started recording, Mike and I were talking about the Metroid series. And he made a reference of the first one playing as garbage now, and I asked him, is it because it's old... or because it's really not that great of a game. And following up, my question was because the old Mega Man games are still really fun to play.
Correct. And so my thought process therein lies with the antiquated nature of the game, because Metroid and Metroid really put on the map games with large maps. And so when you go back and you play that game and you don't have like a whole lot to work with, and like it just doesn't feel right. So the thing that was great about the Mega Man games that holds up to today is that 2D platformers, like action platformers, like Mega Man, like have a specific like linear quality to them, and there's a huge focus on the control, where Metroid was focused primarily on the exploration. And like I've never thought the controls you had to learn to adjust the Metroid controls, and for some reason that first one just doesn't hold up as well as like Super Metroid. I can still play like every day.
Is it because it's an 8-bit game and it's so sparse that there's nothing really to explore?
Maybe there's just they tried to put so much into that 8-bit world. Mr. Widmore?
I'm looking over the notes here.
Very loudly.
I don't know what any of this is. Mega Men and Metroids, and I don't know.
They're video games.
The ones that you'd play on like a television?
With a controller, most likely. So
instead of doing something productive like mowing the lawn.
Like substitute teaching for a podcast.
Substitute hosting, Miles.
I'm a substitute host.
What do you like doing in your free time, Mr. Whitmore?
I do a lot of relaxing. I play some solitaire.
Okay, okay. So
judging by your mustache, you might also like woodworking.
You know, it's something that I have dabbled in. My tools are in some rough shape, you know, that economy and whatnot. But yeah, it's, yeah.
Sound like you've got a little longing there for the old days before when the tool economy was real hot.
Well, the thing about it is a man used to be able to substitute host something and not have to worry about, well, anything. You'd have the things you were supposed to say, and I've got all of this nonsense here, and, you know, a whole page on something called Starship Troopers. I don't even know what that is. It just sounds all gobbledygook to me.
It is gobbledygook to me, too, and I appreciate that film. So did Drew leave you any specific notes, or did he just leave you to watch us and babysit us?
Well, he left me a lot of things if there was going to be a game, answers for game stuff, but apparently Patrick is the guy who does that, so
For those watching, Patrick is out. He's got a little baby boo-boo cold. He's a baby with a cold.
He should have manned through it.
That's what I'm saying.
I have three colds right now.
Which ones?
The common, the uncommon, and another version of the common.
and the legendary.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Good.
Who did you have to kill to get that cold?
It's a common cold. I don't quite follow your meaning.
All right. Miles, did you have something to say?
What kind of show is this? What are we doing here, guys?
Well, what do you want to do here?
What are we doing here?
Because clearly you really want to talk. So let's. What does Mr. Whitmore want to do?
How does this all?
Steer us in a direction. It's a stream of consciousness. We talk about what we want to talk about. What is it that you want to talk about, Mr. Whitmore?
You were talking about.
Call you by.
My name is Mr. Whitmore.
Is there a Mrs. Whitmore?
You will refer to me as such. I'm missing the game for this. You were talking about football.
To answer your question, Mike, apparently not.
No, Mrs. Whitmore?
That is neither here nor there at the moment, what with the economy being what it is and all of that.
Do you want me to refer to you, like literally in the words, as such, or do you want me to refer to you as Mr. Whitmore?
As your elder, I believe that I have earned the right to be treated with a certain modicum of respect around
here. Does that mean you want me to call you the name as such? You said you will refer to me as such. Or do you want me to call you
by... I see what you're doing here, mister. That's tricky. But Mr. Whitmore was not born yesterday.
He was born at night, but he wasn't born last night.
Exactly. I think I'm beginning to like you. Not too much, but a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
So what do you guys do on this whole thing?
Well, this is you're seeing it. So we, Miles, Patrick, Drew, and I, we will talk about things, news from the week of the tech, gaming, comic, movie, television, anime, furries, anime. It's a Japanese animation. You can
so
call
cartoons.
Me,
you talk about cartoons on this show.
Yeah, you can call me Otakon. That's short for Otaku Convention.
Sounds like a vacuum cleaner.
It is. It really sucks. And we talk about things that we do. Like, for instance, speaking of that joke I just made, I watched Wayne's World, and I don't remember if I talked about this on last week's show or not.
He didn't.
That's a movie that still exists, and I had some fun watching it again.
You know what's weird about that movie is last Thanksgiving it was playing on TBS, and my dad was sitting there watching him. He's like, oh, this is a good movie. And I kind of look at him because I was probably of the age that would enjoy Wayne's World when it came out. I just never figured my dad, who is now 61, would be a Wayne's World fan. And so it just kind of caught me off guard.
Well, but here's the thing. That movie came out almost 20 years ago, at least 20 years ago, right?
Right.
Probably. And at that time, you know, Saturday Night Live was on. Your dad was 40. And, right. like, that's a movie that parents would have liked in that. I mean,
yeah,
my dad thinks Austin Powers is funny, you know?
I do have something about this. Drew apparently loves Wayne's World or loved it since he saw it as a kid. And one of the movies that helped shape his sense of humor.
Did Drew write you that note knowing we were talking about Wayne's World today? Or is that
he left me a lot of notes. I worry that he has some form of obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah. Mostly in the vein of wanting to always correct other people.
Yes.
But, you know, we won't talk about Drew when he's not here.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I think what was weird to me is
that he would have liked to have seen it in theaters because of the Stairway to Heaven scene that it doesn't make sense on the VHS copy. That seems very specific, and I don't really know what he's talking
about. That is weird, because I remember watching it on VHS as a kid and seeing the sign in the background that says, no Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
I think maybe Drew just had a shit VCR.
I think what was weird to me is, I guess as a kid, I just didn't consider my parents liking stuff that I thought was cool, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I might still hang on today, because like, when my dad said, oh, this is a good movie, I kind of looked at him like, you watched this?
Yeah, because it makes sense to me.
Because, I mean, it's just, I guess, because my dad doesn't keep up with a whole lot of stuff as far as movies go, except for, like, you know, he likes science fiction and stuff, but doesn't keep up with a whole lot. So for him to, like, remember something and enjoy something that was in the cultural zeitgeist of the time was just a little surprising for me.
I guess that is a little bit surprising, because, like, when I think about, like, my parents today, like, my parents don't know about anything. Like, if I ask my dad or my mom, like, hey, have you guys seen Guardians of the Galaxy yet? They're going to say, what's a Star Wars? I am getting super stoked for Shadow of Mordor. And
yeah, okay. So I don't know a whole lot about this game except from, like, the previews I read a while ago. It's a prequel to Lord of the Rings, right?
Well, it's not a prequel. I believe it takes place between the events of Fellowship and the Two Towers, maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe it takes place right before Fellowship. Anyways, you are a character that is imbued with the power of the Wraiths. And it just looks really neat. It's got, like, really visceral combat in the way of, like, a Batman game. It's got some great, like, talent behind it. And it just looks super cool. And I'm looking forward to it coming out 2 days after my birthday.
It does look really cool. I think there's a stigma for Lord of the Rings games.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But that's not stopping me from getting it. Mr. Widmore, do you have any input on the Lord of the Rings intellectual property, whether it be movies or books?
The movie was on TNT a few weeks ago, and I fell asleep.
I highly doubt that.
Maybe it was TBS, one of the T's. It was a T something or other.
You're a T's, Mr. Widmore, with that juicy looking mustache of yours.
Hey, don't get too fresh.
Did you turn into a Midwestern all of a sudden?
Is there anything wrong with the Midwest?
No, I heard your affectation come out, and I just wanted to, maybe you are from the Midwest. I've got a Chicago hat on right now.
Da Bears.
right on the cutting edge of humor. I'm surprised you didn't say anything when we were talking about Saturday Night Live a minute ago.
Oh, I haven't watched that show since...
Since Da Bears? Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. It's a good one.
So, Mike, are you going to get one of the new iPhones that they just announced?
Don't know.
Because you have a 5, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to get one because I haven't upgraded since the 4. So to me, it'll be a big enough of an upgrade for me to give a shit, because I know Apple rolls out phones like Activision rolls out Call of Duty. There's one every year, and slight differences for the most part, except once every now and then they'll have one that actually moves forward. Shut up, Drew! And I feel like it's time that, like, for me to, like, kind of get a new phone. I've had the same one for 5 years.
And a good old flip phone for me. You know, I still have a phone with a cord. It's fine. Who needs a phone in their pocket all the time?
Right. Who does? It's nice to be disconnected sometimes.
I prefer to be disconnected.
You seem disconnected.
This show on the internet?
Yes, it is. Do you have any experience with the internet?
There's a web, some kind of web information superhighway. Is that right?
Yes. Have you ever seen there's a early 90s, mid 90s cartoon called Reboot?
I love Reboot.
It's basically what's going on in our computers at all times.
You mean that show where the CG characters live inside the computer and then the games come down in a giant sort of rectangle and it has the potential to destroy their computer city if the characters don't go in and win the game against the user? Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't even know anymore.
I think that's Tron.
I don't know. I don't know anything about this stuff.
Wonderful. Mr. Whitmore, I think it's been great having you here. I think we should have you back instead of Drew next week because, I mean, as we all know, Drew's a real piece of shit.
He did seem like kind of a jerk on the phone.
Yeah. Did he just keep cutting you off when you were trying to ask him questions about what you were doing today?
He just wouldn't shut up.
He likes to sing, doesn't he?
You know, he did sing a lot. Yeah. West Side Story. I don't understand that at all. What is his deal?
What is this guy's deal? And I'm sure, like, at one point he was singing the song, and you were like, I get it. I know that song. You don't have to continue singing the whole thing.
I just let him go because it seemed easier than stopping him. I mean, I am getting paid.
Sometimes, doesn't it?
I'm getting paid for this gig, so.
Yeah.
Whoa. You're getting paid?
Look, you know, I'm a substitute host. That I do have to live.
Yeah, but we don't get paid.
That's something you got to take up with him. That's not.
And we are the actual hosts. So I'm just wondering how we can get a cut of this payment.
Look, that's something you're going to have to take up with him. I don't make the rules. I just follow them, you know.
And if you would like to help Mr. Whitmore get paid, you can visit themoreyounerd.com. And right there is an Amazon link. It's the same as buying through Amazon, but it helps us out, like getting our domain for the next year. So help keep this podcast alive. You can write to us at themoreyounerd@gmail.com or the other email address, whatever that may be. You can get in touch with us at Facebook or Twitter. Find us. I don't remember any of this.
I figured you'd be better at this.
Twitter, Obscure Show, Obscure Reference on Facebook.
I've got it all written down here. You could have just asked me.
Well, you should have started jumping in then.
I'm a substitute host. Who am I to step on?
In touch with us, maybe I'd bother to remember the names of places where people could get in touch with us.
Some kind of tweeter, Facebook. Is it the Facebook or is it Facebook?
It's the Googles. It's the My Facebook.
No, you're not going to get that one by me.
We got to go.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Well, all right then. I guess they will see you next week. I'm going to go sit on the couch. Yeah. Bye.
Did he write anything else at the bottom about any kind of birds and salutations.
Under no circumstances is the show to be ended with
Gooseless! Hey, Gooseless!
That would be the one. Yeah, I can see why he hates that.